I'm glad to be here, Brother Chris mentioned about them old days. And it was a long time. We had a preacher or two that would spend 15 minutes telling you he couldn't preach, and then spend 45 minutes proving he couldn't preach. So anyway, and my mom and daddy, I've heard them. I don't usually preach about 15, maybe 20 minutes. And I've heard mom and daddy say, well, if you'd have sat down in 15 minutes, it'd have been good. So that's kind of stuck with me, I guess. But nevertheless, if the Lord blesses me to preach, I'll preach. If he doesn't, I'll sit down. But anyhow, I've turned to the first chapter of Hebrews. I like that chapter. Of course, there's a lot of chapters that I like. And I thought about hope this morning. We have a song we sang, and I believe it's in your book, that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on his holy name. But anyway, and the Lord does, you know, the Lord is still talking to us. He talks to us through his son, Jesus Christ. And I don't know about y'all, sometimes I don't think I listen when I should listen. But nevertheless, the Lord still speaks to us. I'm glad that he doesn't treat us as the way that we treat him sometimes, to where, we don't always do and always obey everything. But he's still good and he's still got us. I thank God for the grace that he's given us. I thank God for the mercy that he has given us, and he's done that. I like to believe it's 136 Psalm, where at the end of each verse says, and his mercy will endure forever. And we know that, and we feel that, and we're thankful to God for that. But I want to read some here, and the Lord has blessed me to preach. And as I said, there's nothing I'd rather do than preach to you. And so I'm thankful. I know the Lord's called me, and I don't mind telling you that. I don't mind telling you that. I know he has. And I'll give you an experience. When I first, right after our son passed away, when I first felt the calling to preach, and I thought, this is the strangest feeling I've ever had in my life. I didn't know what it was. And so I begged God to show it to somebody that not in my immediate family or church family, but show it to somebody, and he showed it to Elder B.T. Bishop in Meadville, Mississippi, a man I never knew, a man I didn't know. So therefore, I know that I can. I also know that the Lord's blessed me to preach from time to time, and I thank God. I love to feel it. I love to feel it. But nevertheless, we want to talk about God. We want to talk about what he's done for us and how he's done all that. I want to read a few verses here, and if the Lord will bless me, then I'll preach to you. God, who in sundried times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath anointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels he said at any time, thou art my beloved son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And so we can see how that God, we all know this, and we all know how that God's done it, how he sent his son down, how he sent him down to be a little lower than the angels. He sent him down, he took on a body of flesh just as we, he was tempted just as we. But he didn't heed to that temptation, because we remember when Satan took him up and Satan tried on him and told him all these different things, and he said, if thou be the son there, that he can do these things. And we know what Heavenly Father that he has done and how he tempted him. But he was not tempted as we were. He's not tempted as we are. Well, I can't imagine that, to be tempted like that and not sin one bit. I can't imagine that. But there's a day coming that I'll understand it. There's a day coming when I'll know. and when I don't know how that he has done these things. But unto us, unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter is righteousness, is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath appointed thee as the oil of gladness above the fellers. I like that oil of gladness. I like for that to be put upon us, because whenever that oil of gladness that comes down from God, when that gives us, that helps us go through life. That helps us go through all these things. Be able to look unto him, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Be able to see him as he is, and we can see him by an eye of faith. I don't look at him like I'm looking at you, but by an eye of faith. I don't know what he looks like. I know he's made in him, and we were made in his image. And therefore, but I know one thing, whatever it is, we're going to be satisfied at that time. We're going to be satisfied and be with him. Look unto him and see that. That's why my hope is so great. And that hope is the anchor of my soul. That hope is the anchor of my soul. Just like an anchor holds a ship. It may vary a little bit from left to right. And we do that from time to time. We vary a little bit from left to right. But God brings us back, and it stands there and it holds. And it's held there forever. And that soul shall always be there. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens and the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall be waxed old as doth a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall change. For thou art the same in the years, and shall not fail. He's the same yesterday, today. He doesn't change any bit. He hasn't changed a bit. We change from time to time, and we do that, but he hasn't changed. He's always there. He's always there. That's why we pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that great God, the Father of it all, the one who created it all, the one who has done all these things. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just speaking something and it come to pass? Can you imagine? He said that. Said, I speak and none can hinder. I hinder and none can speak. It goes both ways. It goes both ways with you. And so we thank God and see how that God has done all these things to do these things. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? And they are not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. And we're the heirs of that salvation. And I'm glad of that. Heirs and joint heirs. Joint heirs. So I cried. Christ, he says, I in you, you in me, and I in the Lord. We three are one. That's like God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You can't get them out. You don't want to get them out. But you can't get them out. Because they're there. When God does something, he does it. I tell them back home that God don't have, when God writes something down, he don't have no erasers on that pencil. Because he don't have to redo it. When he does it one time, that's it. And it's done forever. It's done forever. So we're thankful to the Lord for all the blessings that he has blessed upon us. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.